Triple M live across Queensland, the Rush Hour with AB and Elliot, and a man on the Matty John Show Sunday night had a weird sweat patch on his belly button that he swears was condensation dripping from the roof. I'd call him a liar. Gordon Tallis, hello.
Yeah. Do you know what? Do you know what? Mm. That was obviously the magic round. The sun did come out, but there was, mate, there was a drip that kept on hitting me right on my belly button, on the back of my neck, and on the right thigh as well. So you couldn't see the right thigh because of the jeans. You couldn't see the back of my head, obviously, but it just kept on hitting me in the same spot for an hour, and it looked like I had belly button sweat, which was so good.
Oh, it must have been Fletch standing above, just stitching you up.
Little Mount Franklin on top of you. All right, Ball, we're about to let you off the leash. It's time for the talking point.
This is the Tallis Talking Point. Turn your workflow into cash flow with an invoice finance facility from Apricity Finance. Call 1-300-APRI-CITY.
To you, Gordy.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I'm sort of sick of it in a way that every time someone gets something wrong, we in the media, and I'm throwing myself in this rant, that they've got to lose their job or they've got to do this or they've got to explain what they're doing. And I find it really harsh that, you know, Madge McGuire was under a hell of a lot of pressure until, and I'm talking 10 weeks of pressure down here until they won a couple of games and, you know, they saw improvement and the Tigers just said, look, he is our coach. Then they left him go. We didn't hear anything about Trent Barrett. Then all of a sudden he's gone. And now that he's gone, they're turning their sights on someone like Nathan Brown at the Warriors and saying, you know, and then ringing him and asking him whether his job's safe. Before that, it was Kevvy Walters as well that, you know, that this, and I'm sort of over it and I'm part of it, but all the media and we work with some of them, if they got it wrong, should they give up their job? Good the point. Courier Mail or the Townsville Bully, if that journalist writes it and it's not quite 100% and it's not to everybody's satisfaction, should he lose his job?
So, Gordy, it was Barrett gone this week from the Bulldogs. Do you think that the media pressure played a part in that?
I think there is. I think that, you know, the constant, you know, speculation about, you know, what are they doing? You know, who's that? Have they improved? It hasn't come from the players. The players actually love those. If you've ever met Trent Barrett, you can't help but like the guy. He's not a quitter. It was a tough job, the Dogs. There's no harms, and that's a whole nother conversation. That can be my rant next week. I really do feel sorry for Trent Barrett, and I feel sorry for the next coach walking in there because I can't see improvement now. I actually can't see them improving within the next 12 months. Yeah, they might win, you know, 5 extra games, but improvement is making finals. And I actually thought that the Dogs were having a dig in every game. They were just getting beaten on ability, and that comes down to recruitment. And it's so hard to recruit players. It is actually, go have a look at Redcliffe. They've got knocked back by about 20 players, and they've got the biggest checkbook in the game at the moment. They've got the full salary cap to spend, and they're getting knocked back. So that's how hard it is to sign players.
Do you think that people are too quick to blame coaches? Because, I mean, I've worked in a team before where the coach got sacked and nothing changed because, like you said, there's recruitment issues.
Oh, no, listen, if this show doesn't get the number one by the end of the year, we're blaming you, AB.
There's always a scapegoat.
Look, you know, I'm a strong believer that if you need words, you know, to play a game, yes, it helps, and yes, it's nice, you know, to be motivated every now and then, but we play the greatest game in the world. We get paid to be fit. You know, you're playing with, you know, 17 of your pretty good mates, and you go out there and play in front of, you know, thousands of people every week. What is there not to be motivated about? What is there not to be? So if you've got to be motivated to go do a job, you're doing the wrong job. And I know that not every day is perfect and you don't love every moment, you know, like when you lose it, but to get up and be a rugby league player was the greatest days of my life. To go there and run around with your mates and kick a ball and get paid for it, you got a pretty good job. So there shouldn't be too much motivation there.
Well said, Gordy. All right, coming up next on the Rush Hour, Gordon Tallis sticks around. This could be the greatest episode of Gordy's Greatest Ever as we look at Gordy's greatest manscaping tips. It's after this on Triple M.
Rush Hour! Follow the guys on Instagram at Rush Hour QLD.